कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
Okay, it's called Cock and Bull. We're coming almost live from our different houses. Almost alive from our different houses. Let me just rephrase that. But listen, if you're a politician, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. I understand it's not easy. How do you manage this? A huge country like India or even China for that matter. It's not an enviable position. Having said that, I have just one question. Did some research. There's always been a Prime Minister's Fund with 20,000-30,000 crores in it already. Why don't we have a second Prime Minister's Fund? Why don't we first use the first Prime Minister's Fund? Well, we build up a little bit of the second Prime Minister's Fund. My point is, the money's there. So, apparently there's no real accountability for the Chief Minister's Fund and Prime Minister's Fund and Mayor's Funds and even building funds of them. So, I am just a little skeptical. And I do not mean to criticize anyone, purely out of fear. But I'm just asking, we have a fund. So, why start a second fund when we're in an emergency? Because there cannot be a big emergency in this. So you already have a fund in place. So why aren't you having fun with a fund, in a sense? It's called Cock and Bull, in a second. Guys, please answer my question. I'm really not trying to be one of those guys who just has to go against the tide. Everybody loves the PM and the country and this and that. But I've got a slightly mathematical brain, and it irritates me when I see figures and I'm thinking we already have so much money. It should be immediately used. Why you build up the corpus? In any other case, I would say no. Build up the corpus, save the money. That's the Indian way of thinking. It's the middle class philosophy of India. But right now you're in an emergency. You need to, you know, buy all kinds of things. The costs are never ending. Let's face it. All right. That's a big problem. So why don't we use the first fund? What are we waiting for? A second emergency for the first fund? And the first emergency with the second fund, I don't know.
I don't know if the first fund's money is not to be utilized over here. But I think the second fund was created with the idea of a dedicated fund for corona relief. Right? That's my assumption here.
So I just want a little accountability and transparency as we ask of our cricket selectors. Pillared and, you know, thrown into the fire all the time. So I want some transparency here saying that what are we doing with that first fund? That's all I'm saying. Because somebody in my building explained to me that there's so much money in the corpus already there. So I just as a purely accounts moment, and we Indians, all 80, 90% of us, see how I turn to figures immediately, have mathematical brains. So we would love to know vaguely, not in detail, just what's happening with that first fund.
Well, so the first fund we will know, right? Because the first fund
Amit, you're defending the government based on the fact that you're in the cabinet, or
no. The second fund is the one which you should be worried about knowing what's going on with it. The first fund is to be.
Even come to that problem till I understand what happened to the first fund.
No, but see, the thing is, the first
fund of us.
The first fund at least is going to be audited. The first fund will be audited by the CAG, right? The second fund is not to be audited by the CAG. And so that is the question. What is happening over there is the thing. And see, eventually we'll know what happened to the money in the first fund.
Or could the second fund become the first fund? In which case, you don't have to audit it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
they can switch funds.
Well, you could get the bait and switch happen on this for sure. And
yes.
I mean, that would.
Yes. Yeah. We've lost Silvery, by the way. He's on a mathematical type. He's a comedian. The rare breeds who doesn't like this sort of linear thinking. Theater of the absurd. Okay, don't want to talk too much about this, but I'm thinking an emergency, just like various NGOs of the world, they can allow you to really turn money left, right, and center with no questions asked. Because of the greater good, because we have to deal with it right now, because of the situation warrants it, because there's no question of sitting and counting anything now, let's do it. Is that the philosophy that we're on? We're on the floor, we're in ground zero, in the middle of the action. So I'm thinking this is the best time to just fudge things, honestly.
I don't think they were doing that though, right? I mean, I don't think we're doing that.
I don't think we're doing the good part.
I think we are fudging the stuff, right?
So we're not even getting the good is what you're saying. So you're taking it one above me now.
I don't know that we are, right? I mean, like, it's hard to have a tremendous amount of faith in stuff which is not transparent, right?
With this diktat. Yeah. See, I understand the diktat. The diktat is, don't talk to us about what's happening. Let's collect money and we'll figure it out. Because we're in an emergency. But having said that, it's so much money. And people like Akshay Kumar throw 5 crores into it. And various other business houses are sort of, you know, pressurized or made to or will do it willingly. I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, I would like to know where my money's going. Even if I send 5,000 rupees, I want to know where my money's going. Did it help one villager somewhere in Jharkhand reach his house in time from whatever you know, trouble they had in Mumbai. I don't know.
No, but that's the question, right? That's the main operative question, which you really don't have an answer to right now. We just don't know.
And just for the record, I want to put it out there. I'll speak slowly for once. All this philosophy and thinking and cross-questioning of the government is done by Silveri and Antariksh and not me and Amit.
But exclusively.
Yeah, yes, correct. Yeah, we have spoken for him and taken the blame. But let's just be transparent. Yeah. Because transparency is our show.
Correct. Yeah, I would take my CA activism somewhere during this time. Correct.
I really struggle with the fact that I really think, without being a stereotype, the Indian mind is probably the most mathematically gifted mind in the world. If you look at spellings and maths, no one can really beat us. We can beat them in their own language and spelling if we start learning it, if we just have their ability. So I don't know why nobody questions accounts. And it starts from governments and goes all the way down to your companies, to your production. If I speak for myself, we never ask for the production budget actually amongst ourselves to see what exactly is going on. Suddenly, of course, if you're an MNC, they'll come and audit it and then pay the ship. But we don't do that. And it's amazing. But otherwise, I love my cricket scores. I love my tennis scores. I love my boxing scores. Look, Amit is full of statistics. Every time he tells you a story about something, whether it's basketball or the world coming to an end, statistics are there. You play cards. So match is very much part of cards. Antariksh, in your own way, I'm sure you've got a mathematical brain.
Apparently, I just found out Antariksh is also a poker player.
There you go. Yes. Gambling. The last refuge of the lockouts. All right. Enough said about this subject. I'm just going to leave it out there. If anybody is listening to this podcast and wants to tell us about where the money is going, how it's going, and whether it's right or wrong, please go ahead.
I think some of the bigger problems are actually about what is happening from the perspective of, like, where is economic stimulus, right? I mean, like, the kinds of economic stimulus that we've seen so far. Like, I saw a graph yesterday, which was, like, really telling. It was basically plotting what percentage of GDP has been kind of, like, you know, used towards economic stimulus, and compared that to what devastation we're going to see in terms of reduction of GDP over the course of the year. And if you looked at that, India was in the worst place. We are put the lowest. We are going to see the biggest destruction of our annual GDP growth. And at the same time, we are also deploying the least amount of economic stimulus as a percentage of our GDP. The highest was Japan, where Japan is seeing relatively low amounts of economic destabilization with really high stimulus put into it, right?
How long was their lockdown?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I think shorter than ours for sure. I don't think it was this long.
I'm not sure about that.
Also, they have softer lockdown. So, you know, you can do some sort of work. You can, essential services are much more than our essential services.
Yeah.
We have that fascist stick thing dangling in front of you. So, you know, you actually shut down the country.
Well, so they shut the APMC markets, no? Again, in Vashi. Exactly. I just heard that yesterday, that basically the APMC markets, the first news came out that they're shut it. Mm-hmm. Then the second news came out that they're going to open it moderately.
For 2 hours or something.
Yeah. And then I saw something else saying that another notification. See, this is the problem. We don't have a clear sense of where information should be coming from.
So what you're saying is, hand in hand with the lockout, we have to continue looking at how to keep the economic fire burning, in a sense, and the economy somewhat above water, at least. Not obviously no sense of growth, but above water. And you're worried that it's going to go completely into the sea, sink, and we're last out of the big countries of the world. Right?
I think so. I think that there's a definite danger over there, right? I think the other part of it is, like, you know, we don't... I was reading this really interesting article in The New Yorker a couple of days ago, right? It was about the response to the pandemic that you saw in Seattle and New York City. Right, basically Washington State and New York State. Both of them had similar, like, you know, it started at the same time. Seattle actually was initially more severe than New York was, right? So initially, the first hotspot in the U.S. was was Washington State, Seattle area. So basically, the differences, the different approaches they took in terms of how to deal with this, right? And I thought it was very telling that the Seattle approach was one which was focused around scientists being the people who are giving you the information, not politicians giving you the information. Scientists being the people who are leading the response around how you're going to do certain things, when lockdown is to open, when lockdown is not to happen. In New York, you read about this stuff, like, you know, the mayor was fighting about closing schools for the longest time and then didn't want to shut bars. Like, There are cases throughout the country. Like, I think it was like 3 days before the lockdown, he was like, you guys should go out and support businesses, you know, go to your local bars, you know, that kind of tweet and stuff like that, right? So, I mean, like,
Make up your mind, Amit. Do you want us to work or not work? You just said that we're not doing enough for the economy, and now you're attacking that poor mayor and the governor of New York. What the hell? They were trying to balance it. They were trying to. So I'm always looking for middle paths. My marriage is a middle path. I'm trying to get some other lady to come in now. It's like that.
No, I agree. I agree for sure. You definitely do need to strike a middle path, right? But the thing is, the middle path has to be driven by science, not politics.
But the man with the orange hair is not a scientist? The one who...
The man with the...
Infecting,
well, of course he is. He's at the cutting edge of things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, nobody knows more about the shit that he does, right? I mean, like...
It's called NASA by Trump.
No, he is absolutely at the forefront of this stuff, right? I mean, like, who else knew about sunlight under the skin?
There you go.
Nobody knew about this.
Woke up in the morning, he gave the exact temperature and the length of the rays. But coming back to our country, because charity begins at home, I apologize for the worst pun ever. I think they have got a plan. The government can always say one thing. Whatever happens, if you're saying that the GDP is going to go down south, if you're going to say that out of the 10 big countries, now we compete only with the 10 big countries. Let's not talk about how we're doing vis-a-vis Syria. Okay, right. It's South Korea, it's Japan, it's China.
It is a big one. Yeah.
UK, New Zealand. So against them, if we're looking the worst, that's not a good sign. But our people can still say one thing at the end of this epidemic, when things are a little better, they'll turn on and say, are we better than Pakistan or not? Because that's what they're trying to achieve.
Well, I think that is...
That may not happen.
You know what? I mean, like, given what's going on in Bihar and UP right now, I mean, Bihar is scary right now, right? I mean, like, the double rate in Bihar, they said, is going to be like 3 days or something like that.
Correct. And also, it seems to have a different time. There's a time lapse between something's happening in different states. You know, you think nothing's happening.
Well, we had the migrant labor go back, right? And I mean, like, I'm sure that's how it traveled back.
You think it's that simple?
Well, I mean, like, at some level it is. When you,
so what do we do with the migrant labor?
There's no answer. So, Cyrus, there's no easy answer here, right? I mean, like, you can't, because I mean, like, right now you had massive protests in Surat yesterday. Migrant labor wants to go back. Right. So there's no easy answer.
To create another Bangladesh now, a no man's land where all the sick people could go. I mean, off the record, I'm told China did something like that because 80,000 cases disappeared and, you know, they were able to, with a magic wand, make them disappear. I wonder how, but I mean, it boggles the mind.
It does boggle
how
the mind.
They disappeared, never to be seen again.
Yeah. No, it is... China, man. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, right? And there's a lot of racist nonsense going on around China, just generally. Right? There's a lot of racist nonsense. Yeah. But at the same time, dude...
They're going to have to cop it, brother. It's the way
they
it is.
Did it. They did what they did. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, like, they hit the... Right? China...
But if they exterminated people, are you saying that's the final solution?
Well, did they exterminate people? I
don't know.
I hope they didn't go that far.
No. We don't know.
Yeah, but that seems unlikely, right?
I mean, not. I'm actually quite a fan of China.
That seems unlikely. I think that... So here's the thing, right? There's a lot of bullshit about China, but at the same time, they do bear fault of the...
Chinese are listening. I can't hear you.
Ah, okay. That might be the case. We're on Zoom, right? So Zoom is going through China. You heard about that, right?
There you go. But now you're back. Because we freeze China, we're back again. May I interrupt you? I want to ask you one thing because I hate to sound like Arnav and we'll talk about him in a minute. But we have to also, we keep pointing fingers at various governments, not just India, and saying, look at what they're doing. Look at Seattle vis-a-vis New York sucks, you know, whatever. So what would you do? This is really difficult. What would you do, honestly? I'm giving you the migrant situation in Mumbai, forget Surat and all, just in Mumbai, what would you have done? If you found these 1,000-plus guys sitting at the train station, no real fault of their own, what do you do with them?
I have no idea. There isn't an answer here, right? I mean, like, ideally, what you want to do is you want to put everybody into, like, some sort of... you got to house them. You got to feed them. You got to kind of this, right? Because if you send them to other parts of the country, then you are exposing other parts of the country to... Bombay is a hotspot. Right today, there's no denying this that in India, Mumbai is we're number one. Like I think like 1/6 or 1/5 of all cases are in Mumbai.
Navi Mumbai is also rising, is on the rise. Navi Mumbai mayor just wrote a letter to Uddhav Thackeray saying to seal Mumbai because a lot of the workers in Navi Mumbai travel to Mumbai, get infected and go back to Navi Mumbai, have been spreading the infection there.
Jeez, that's insane, right? Yeah, so I mean, like Maharashtra as a state is nearly 1/3 of the infections. Bombay is 1/5 of the infections.
Yeah.
Right? So if you add in Bombay, Pune, Thane, Nasik, that's almost all of it, right? So I mean, like, this is where it is there. So do you really, you want to make sure that it doesn't spread from here into other parts of the country. And how do you do that without, like, you know, telling people don't go?
Yeah.
That's what they did in Wuhan, right? I mean, like, you saw that video when they reopened Wuhan, how much, like, you know, how desperate people were to just, like, you know, get in their cars and drive the second the roads were open.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason for that was because they didn't let people travel.
Right. But they have slightly more austere practices. I don't know. We're pretty austere, actually, but I'm thinking, I don't know. I can't make up my mind whether the lockout is good or whether the lockout is just too much. For me, it's like being drunk, you know. I wake up and I think of one thing, and a little later I feel like another thing, like that.
So I've got to see. I mean, like, again, we know that 1/3 of cases are in Maharashtra, right? We know that, right? So that means that most of the rest, and then after Maharashtra, your next most popular places are Gujarat, Delhi, MP, Rajasthan.
But you're
right?
Saying Bihar and Madhya Pradesh are climbing.
Bihar is growing. Bihar is growing rapidly, right? So I mean, like, there's a little worry over there. But yeah. So they're in the early stages, but they're growing rapidly. But I think that what you have to do post May 3rd is you have to start opening stuff up in places which are not severely affected.
Like where you and I live.
Right.
We are okay except for the beginning of Walkeshwar and one end of Nepean Sea Road. So we're okay actually.
In this area, we've been relatively lucky, I think. Like, you know,
you could bring the computer. You could bring the old magazines of yours. I mean, not that I appreciate that, but I know there's no space in your house. And so I'll have to. In my house.
Yes. I can do a transfer, yes, for sure.
If I could just invite my friend Anup, who's my neighbor for 25 years. Mm-hmm. He's just in the next building. He's 15 feet away. But I can't even call him up for lunch. Just to have someone else to talk to rather than mummy pass the curry, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've lost interest in family. Is it me to say I can't bear the family after some time? Family can't bear me.
I'm literally... Yeah, it's like, you know, you're all in your own rooms. Like, you know, it's like take your corners. But lucky enough that we have our own rooms to be able to do that, right? But it's like, you know, stay in your corner. Because otherwise, you drive each other nuts,
I was thinking of walking around naked just to see the reaction that I get. And I said, there is some law against some society meeting will be called or whatever.
But, you know, I was talking to my brother yesterday, right? And he was telling me that, so he's in Virginia, right? So Washington, D.C. suburbs. It's bad, but it's not so bad. But because of the fact that they don't live in apartment buildings, they're not meeting friends as in, like, you know, they're not all getting together. But what they'll do is, like, you know.
But they're not suffocated.
They're not suffocated. So, like, what will happen is, like, Samir and his wife will meet another couple friend, and they will all sit far away from each other in the lawn, right? So, they're still maintaining the distance, but at least they're able to meet people every now and then, right? That's Whereas over here, man, you know, I mean, like one of the things which I think is interesting is that in the U.S., one of the government recommendations is that you should go out and get fresh air. Don't stay in the house all day.
Yeah.
Right? Over here, we're not allowed.
So here's a question. If you're a U.S. citizen living in India, like my friend Ravi, can he step out then in India because he's listening to the American government?
No, he cannot. He's living.
Before we go into a break, there's something I want to share with you. Can I?
Yes.
A very important thing because people keep asking, what do we do? How do we kill time? How do we spend time? So apparently, there's a podcast out on Red FM, if I may mention, called Hooked on Books, which has me and this... Saurabh, the RJ, who's stuck in Delhi, chatting about my book. Netagiri, which of course they're relaunching after, I don't know, 2014, I suppose.
Okay.
So, just anybody's interested, my book, lots of spelling mistakes, so you can sit there and just correct them if you're wondering. It's also not a very big book. I've never used any word over 5 letters.
Oh.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. And lots of sex, lots of action, lots of death, the kind of things that I enjoy. So please, Netagiri, it's for you while you are suffering. Silvery, please read it. It's for your age group.
Will do.
You don't even remember the name, Sala.
Netagiri.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, shall we take a break?
Let's come back
and chat lots more?
Yes.
All right. Okay, break on Cock and Bull. We'll be back. And we are back. Cock and Bull, CNB. Still troopers that we are, 3 of us, 3 soldiers, 3 musketeers, the 3 amigos, Amar Akbar Anthony, John Jani Janardhan, Ahmed Silvery Cyrus, to provide, not pleasure because we can't really do that, but some sort of point of view. For us, the podcast, I mean, I was going through a podcast site, I can't remember the damn site's name, but it was like how to make a podcast. It was in 20 easy steps. I'll tell you, in about 3 minutes, I put it on. So, Yeah, so I don't
think I'm not surprised.
Right way. But I suppose our dream of having intellectual, yet funny, yet interesting, yet layered conversation one day will be upheld.
We try, we make our attempts, and we.
Well, out of 500 episodes, I think at least three have gone that way.
Three have gone well. Yeah,
it's so bad.
There have been a few. That have been.
Yeah. True. All right. Listen, enough doom and gloom. I mean, one nice story was the Arnab Goswami story. You guys following that?
I've been following it a bit. I don't know if it's a nice story.
Okay, so a couple of bikers apparently, according to him, attacked him and abused him, and then when they were caught by the police and his bodyguards or whatever, they were basically said that Sonia Gandhi sent them. Like 15 minutes ago. And anyway, so he spent the day on Republic TV while every other channel was covering 22,000 death, 44,000 infection, 69,000 maimed, country coming to a standstill, America going berserk, vaccine being... They just covered him being grilled by police and how unjust that was.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, you know, at least we had one channel gone off track finally because their boss was in the lockup. Of a government which is anti-BJP, you know what I'm saying? So all those layers coming together, wow, it was fun. And they kept him in for 9 hours. They grilled him for 9 hours.
It was longer than that. I think it was longer than that.
Arnab was interviewed by Arnab. It just went on and on.
It was kind of excessive, wasn't it? 12 hours?
It just becomes theater of the absurd, you know, after some time.
Yeah.
The whole thing, whether he was actually attacked or not, or whether Sonia Gandhi actually planned it, sitting in a room, I mean, whatever. It all sounded a little absurd, the whole thing. The most absurd part was you're locking up police inside the station, wasting time with some stupid comments about two bikers who chased you or whatever for 9 hours.
Yeah.
On a time when every man, all hands on deck is...
No, but he wasn't called to the police station for that. He was called over his Palghar remarks, right?
Palghar remarks, but it all boils down to him attacking Sonia Gandhi.
It does.
The present government... It politicized the whole thing, but it's all tied in one thing to another, right?
Well, of course, it is all.
That because of that, they sent someone to attack him, etc. It's all the same thing. Point being, he spent 9 hours in.
Yeah.
Inside.
Which is
grilling.
It was insane, right? I mean, like, it was just absolutely... And here's the problem, right? I mean, like, we mostly disagree with Arnab's point of view as a group.
Yeah,
I would have to say that is probably the case, right? But what this is doing to an extent, right, is it is making it acceptable to call journalists and talk to them or basically kind of just...
No, the clear politicizing of the situation. If it was somebody else, nobody would have called him and brought him in for pointing remarks. Some guy on the YouTube, on the YouTube, it's under my dad. someone on the internet, you know, making remarks. There's so many people trolling the present government or the Maharashtra government or whatever.
Right.
But so there's obviously an agenda. That's pretty clear. But I thought the best moment was the police, when they were questioning, kept using lines like, the police want to know. Tell me all. Tell me. You have the audacity to go against these people. The police want to know. Maharashtra wants to know. And so it must have been fun. It must have been fun for everyone.
Yeah, it seemed like when he was making the announcement, it seemed like he was doing one of those mafioso deals in a parking lot. Yeah. You know, like someone will come up to him with like a disc, like, hey, I have like evidence against you.
Yeah. It was like a murder had just taken pleasure,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was in a parking garage. They do hits, you know. But the most interesting part of all this is the reporters on Republic who switched off Corona. So Corona is gone. And at that moment, let's say 25 people died in Madhya Pradesh in the last couple of hours or whatever. Gone. No one's interested. They're telling us behind their masks, they are standing outside the police station where Arnab is holding his own against a lot of people who obviously have political agenda and have been told to attack him and interrogate him. And I'm like, really? I mean, what one serious issue going on? But they stayed with that story.
They did.
For most of the day.
I'm amazed that you watched Republic for most of the day or at least kind of floated in and out enough to know what's going on.
I had to watch it. I had to watch it because it was escape. I'm saying I'm grateful. It was escape from all the negativity and the tragedy and all that's going on. After some time, you do get a new...
Right.
Like a breath of... May I say breath of fresh air? His little squabble with the cops and the politicians in charge of our state, etc., etc.
So are you saying you're hoping Arnab gets attacked again?
Well, it's just like a diversion, you know, like it's like how we have in our films in the 90s, you also have everything planned, right? The item number has to be inserted, the comedy track has to be inserted. So we insert the Arnab track and then everybody just relaxes for a little while. And then you go back to the reality of, you know, will I ever see my old life again? Which is so sad. Yeah. So let's get back to our, we have an agenda we haven't even touched yet.
Yeah.
It's worth having worked so hard on.
So something interesting has been happening. A lot of videos are making the rounds on WhatsApp. Cops making people coming out during the quarantine do uthak baithaks, like sit-ups.
So, may I speak about this?
Okay.
I have a huge problem with it. I've been watching a lot of these videos.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The squat is not an exercise we just done, you know, or just, you know, I feel like doing a squat, so I'll do it. I need the guys to warm up properly, stretch properly.
You have a problem with the form.
The form is not good. All of them, the knees are going beyond the toes. Anybody in the squat school will tell you the first rule of squatting is your knees stay behind the toes when you do a full squat. They never go ahead, otherwise your knees will break at some point. All right? Their backs also arch too much and there's no weight on them, so there's no reason for that. The reason is poor calves. Now, these are the issues the police are not tackling. If they want to do the squats, if they catch me, I'm going to fight with them. I'm going to be like, you get my weights. I want to squat for, you know, I'll do it for an hour. I'm going to squat. You must punish me, but I want a full hour of squatting. And I want a proper warm-up. I want to get into the zone. I want to hit the high notes. I mean, of course, in Punjab, they call it squat, which is my favorite moment in my life. One day I was in Jalandhar doing something for MTV. I went to a gym after the end of the day, tried to, you know, work out there. One guy comes and tells me, oh, Saras, ab legs nahi karte. Ab squat nahi marte, squat. I was like, oh, God. Tilbury, what is wrong with your people? Squat. And the guy was really fast, you know. He'll be squatting all his life, but don't say the word.
You actually, that's a very interesting point, because I guess that it's pretty soon people will start leaving their homes out on purpose just to be able to do exercise with other people.
Yeah, like
exercise
I'll together carry other my people. Bar and some plates. Yeah, walk exactly. In the police man, pakadu, they go like okay. And I'm telling you, count. That's what the cops does normally, no? The cop is going, yak, don, tin, dar. Oh, it'll be fun. I mean, be careful, huh? You and Kunal should not be caught squatting.
Squatting. Squatting, yes.
So have there been such videos around your area? Because there have been in mine and Hirandani, like multiple videos coming out of this.
So I think we live in an area where it's unlikely that you would see that.
No, it did happen at Marina at the end. Just before we come to Alteswar. Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow,
this is 2-3 weeks ago. So all the WhatsApps in our buildings and all, we're very happy to show the location. We're all like, our criminals. Yeah.
Interesting.
But they were of an economic class that is not owning flats in Valgeir from Mumbai.
Correct.
But probably working there.
Yeah.
So, in a sense, yeah, the two different worlds and two different rules and whatever. Not to go again, you'll just sound classist saying it, but you know what I mean.
No, but there's truth to it, right? I mean, like, honestly, man, I go out once a week, maybe once every 5 days or so, right? To, like, you know, grocery runs or whatever.
Sounds like your periods. Once every 5 days, Amit ko wood mein aate.
No, but I talk to the cops, right? And I mean, like, they are phenomenally friendly and, like, you know,
mostly
they're helpful.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, so I mean, like, and I think that it has to do, you know, I mean, like, it is what it is, right? I mean, like, cops are not.
I think Malabar Hill beat, Valpeswar beat is an easier beat, okay?
It is.
If you're a cop, after some time, you always, you want the beats. Well, in the old days where they could get their little extra money. So a Malad or a Kolhapur is preferred. And ours was the worst. Nobody wants to be here. There's no restaurants. There's no nothing for them to, you know, do anything. And the complaints are basically, my husband pushed me. You know, nothing more than that really happens.
Right.
So they hated this beat. But now, in an emergency, you have less activity here, less work to do, and less likelihood of getting the infection.
Getting the infection.
Imagine you're doing Dharavi beat or the Worli, that I don't call it tri-state area, but you know it's 3 rooms.
I mean, like, honestly, if you go out, right, and you look at, like, you know, we are in this area, it really is like, you know, it's like social distancing. Nobody is close to each other. Everybody is like 10 feet away, you know.
They're all
that
snobs, Amit. They're all snobs.
Yes, they
but
are.
Silvery was telling us, Silvery.
Yeah.
You said that you saw guys in your locality, as in you saw it live or you saw the video?
No, saw the video. But multiple videos in my locality of people.
So did you stop
to
watch them being punished? Are you punished also?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Hey, did you see
But the video was shot from a window. Like, you can clearly tell, so you can see it from a top
but
view.
But supposing you have a knee injury and you can't squat and they force you to squat, then can you sue the police?
You can try.
During this time, you can't, because police have absolute authority.
Disadvantage, they may have absolute authority, but you can mark it, record it, and go after them in July.
Yeah.
Why not?
So more than the squat thing, right? You see the video of, there was a police officer in Chennai who basically found these three guys riding, like, you know, back to back to back and without masks or anything.
And then she
kind of pushed them into a ambulance saying that I'm going to put you in with a corona.
Yeah. And they ran out of the other thing. That's a proper, we have done the same story.
Yeah.
The same story with a van and ambulance and everything. We've actually done it, except not with coronavirus, just with Mariz being sick and all that.
Okay.
So, I think that was a mean one, huh?
I thought that was mean too, man. Yeah,
but it made its point.
It did make its point, but I mean, like, man, that's just like, isn't that torture?
But Amit, if that happened to you, just tell me, what would you do? Because it's like murder. So you put the person in, Zabardasti shut the door. For those few seconds, you know, just for a few seconds, I mean, the person's life would be just flashing.
Yeah, no, it is torture, isn't it? I mean, like the sit-ups and stuff like that, I'm not happy about that. Corporal punishment by cops is not really good. This felt really over the line.
And because that could be problematic for their families also. Once they go home, they spread to their families.
No, but they can't think that.
No, it wasn't somebody who actually had COVID. They were just scaring them.
They were
just
scaring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's what I heard. Kind
of, and she's not a cop. She's a terrorist.
That's what I heard.
No, it's
a lesson. You can't actually make sure they get coronavirus.
Yeah.
No, you can go to Chennai.
And then she's not posting that on social media on like a highly produced video, right?
Yeah, right.
It was just a scare, but I just felt like the scare was over the line.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Quiet, please. Becker to serve.
Even the dog agrees. He's like, yeah, that's not cool, man. You can't do that.
Hello?
Saris just told his dog to shut up. Now PETA will come after us.
Cool.
So, okay. I'll say it's not my dog, it's my mom. She makes these sounds sometimes.
All right.
Okay.
Should we go to the AMS?
Can you address one story before we get to the AMS?
Sure.
This is it's good news. Some countries like New Zealand and Australia have relaxed their lockdowns because they have successfully curbed coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Their lockdowns
it's come down to that.
Come down
3%
to single digits.
Single digits.
For the last multiple days.
New Zealand's been like less than 6 cases for like days.
Yeah. So New Zealand is saying that we have beat it. That's their actual
May I just say, if I have been to Australia, not New Zealand, but if you go to these countries, they're beautiful countries. Now, Australia is 23 million people in a landmass bigger than India's.
Yeah.
Okay, just do the maths on that. Mostly homogeneous society where everybody understands the law and 90% of the people have the same lifestyle. Absolutely the same lifestyle.
New Zealand has half the population of Bangalore.
Yeah, 5 million people or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right?
So, I mean, like, it is a different...
Pull them down. If we were in this is the reverse, we'd be out of lockdown by now. I'm pretty
sure. It's a different geography. It's a different...
We have Asha Nagar where me and Amit live, which alone is like New Zealand. I mean, it's lakhs of people living there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Right. So, and in a small area.
Yeah.
16 by 16 square feet, the whole drum. Ridiculous.
No. So, I mean, like, it's great. I'm glad they're able to do it. I think the if you want to look at things to emulate, right? I mean, like stories to admire and emulate. Yeah. The ones to look at are Hong Kong and Taiwan.
Quietly slipped under the radar. You're bang on. Hong Kong is fantastic and quietly slipped under the radar.
Yeah, but if you want to look at like great examples of who have done this with the same kinds of problems we have from a population density perspective, from a proximity to China perspective, like honestly, how many people from China are traveling to New Zealand? How many people are traveling to New Zealand that often, right? It's a big tourist hub and all that. I get that. But I mean, like once you've shut down flights to it, it's not that.
You can't reach it. It took people 20,000 years to find it by boat.
It's so far. And it's so isolated. So New Zealand's different in that sense, right? But Hong Kong's been amazing. I read another... Well, I just keep regurgitating all the stuff I read, right? So I read this interesting article on Vox.com. They were talking about what is the number one strategy they look at which has been effective? Central quarantining. The idea of if you're sick, we will put you in a facility. You don't go back home.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And that is what they've done in Hong Kong. That's what they've done in Taiwan.
But then again, it's one island state, no? So you have logistically, it's perhaps possible. Now, you'll say that localize it and it's logistically possible. That you look at just one borough.
But what are they, where are they doing this? They're doing this in hotels and dorm rooms and stuff like that, which are empty.
So hence I called up the Maharashtra government and said, use NSCI. Don't worry about it. Use CCI. Use all these other pieces. I who gave this suggestion to everyone.
Great idea.
And they've not called about the Padma Vibhushan. Forget the Padma Shri. I just want to hang it out there, this thought that maybe they should look at some of the heroes, the unsung heroes of this movement. But also I keep saying this, the citizens of these countries that you mentioned, New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, small state, they again have a sort of similar sort of culture, subculture, will listen, have a certain amount of discipline and follow a certain protocol. What I'm trying to say is not to put down New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, but they are similar sort of places in the sense that it's the same type of homogeneous people who live in the same subculture, follow rules, discipline, protocol, have the same lifestyles for the large part of it. We in India are different Indias. In just our little area where me and Amit live, there are about 10 Indias. Mm-hmm. Not so simple to get things done here. people don't follow, people don't understand. People are always looking for loopholes. That's our nature. Yeah. You know, when you break a red light, till today I have my 40 rupees in my sock, which they never take. They take the sock. They like the sock. never the money. But yeah, so I'm just saying, you can't compare. India is really unique in that sense.
Why was I born
here, Amit? Why?
It's definitely a different problem. But I think there are still lessons to be taken, right? And I think India has done that to an extent, right? If you are somebody who's tested positive to COVID, they are putting you in the hospital, whether you are sick or unsick or whatever that is, they are putting you into quarantine, right? So, I mean, like, they are doing this to an extent.
I'll put it this way. I'm saying if I was Namo or Udhav and I was given a choice whether I should govern Maharashtra, India or New Zealand, I would take New Zealand. New Zealand is a much simpler gig. That's what I'm saying. Not to put the New Zealand administrators down. She's been fantastic. I love the way she talks. I also am a little partial to women for some reason, but after Me Too, I don't go over the top and say all these things on air. Not a live podcast of any kind, because that's the most dangerous place to get implicated. But having said that, I have to say that I would take the gig New Zealand, Australia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, anytime over India. India is a tough place to govern.
So this is why
I don't stand for building elections. Because once you get into building elections, it's like a domino on and on and on. And next thing, you're the prime minister, and people are taking shots at you asking, where's the money from the prime minister's fund number one? Echo your answer. No one answers this question.
Yeah. I don't think there would be. Let's go to the AMAs.
Okay.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
PMAs.
Okay, so last week we had some recommendation, a very long recommendation question from an Abhishek WhatsApp. We'll get to that. But before that, I thought we'll address a very interesting question that has been sent in this week from a person named Tanuj Bhambri. Mm-hmm. He says, hey team, I'm in a huge pickle. My wife is currently locked down with her male colleague and hasn't been home this month. I'm really scared that they're having sex. he says, now coming to the real problem. We use my wife's Netflix account at home and she hasn't paid this month's bill, so hence can't watch. I have no money and can't afford Netflix anyway. How do I watch all these shows you guys have been talking about? Can I get yours or Silvery's Netflix credentials, please?
God, I thought for a minute, can I get your wife? That's strange guys. You think he's telling the truth? Unless they're in separate cities.
That's the only option I can think of.
She would have been able to find your way back from, say, Dharavi to Sion or wherever.
It's got to be separate cities. That's the only thing. Man, that's hard.
Yeah. Also, if it's true, it does seem like he's just making a joke about it. In all honesty, it feels like he's a joke.
But in case it is true, it's not the worst thing that can happen. Because in case the marriage was going to pan out in the wrong direction, he can offload her quite easily now. It makes sense. He's got proper proof. The lockout will be changed. For many people, post-lockout will be like your second innings. So you can change a lot of things. Family, occupation, what you're wearing, your outlook on life, all that. So it's good. It's a good start. So the second problem, Amit, you help him with.
Netflix, dude, you're out of luck, man. Or you can look at dubious sources and download stuff from them.
Yeah.
But there's the phone and YouTube. It's not the end of the world.
So there's a lot of free content. There's never been more free content available than there is today, right? I feel like I watch probably, if I were to do a minute count, I would say probably maybe Amazon Prime first, YouTube second, Netflix third.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know what I watch because my hands are so knobbly. Whatever touches things and, on its own, things happen. So mine is almost organic. It just sort of happens.
No. What will for him? I think he has to be inventive and go to places where you're not supposed to go to get the kinds of things you want to get.
Yeah,
that's the only option he has.
How can you say that as a podcast owner? You're sort of encouraging illegal means and streams.
I am not.
Which is not right.
No, hey, most of our content is free anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
It's free now, but at some point we'll want to jump.
We will. Here's the thing, right? You're right. You should pay for it, man. He should pay.
Yeah. Then you go wink into camera is fine, Amit.
Also a video podcast.
This is what governments call double speak. All that. Yes, Garibo ko bachao. Wink, wink. Right. All right. Next and last question.
Okay, last question. Firstly, there's a person whose birthday is today. Could we just wish him? His name is
yes.
Prashant Uttekar. And he says, please wish me on the 29th of April.
Prashant Uttekar's birthday?
Yeah, Prashant Uttekar.
Oh, Prashant Uttekar. Yeah. He's an old-time listener. He is, he's been to the office. I think he was on that, episode where we had a bunch of people.
The fan episode.
Yeah, he was. I think he was on that. I've been in touch with. I've spoken to him as well.
He turns 38 today. So
happy birthday, Prashant.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wish him happy birthday, Prashant. Happy birthday, Prashant. Happy birthday, dear Prashant. Happy birthday, Prashant.
I got another one too. Somebody else sent me a message saying, "Can you
sing it again?"
One more birthday wish if I can. The person named Harsh Pandya. He says, hello, Cyrus, Silvery, and Amit. He spells Cyrus with a P-S-Y. It's almost C-Y.
Oh, nice.
Cyrus, Silvery, and Amit. He says, so I have a birthday request that you, especially Cyrus, cannot refuse. I know how big a Sachin fan you are, and I have a request for the same. With his birthday coming up on the 24th, I am happy to announce that even my birthday is on the 24th. My only request is for you to wish Sachin and me together in the same sentence. Happy birthday to the living legend, Sachin Tendulkar.
Correct. So, Harsh ani Sachin, Mulga, ni kai boltos, happy birthdays and may all your dreams come true.
Yeah.
Of course, Sachin, I personally wish because we are really close. You know, first thing I tell him, he's like, bro, what up, yar? And, what up? And then what up happens? But wow, it's a terrible thing to share your birthday with a very famous icon, you know. What happens is because everybody sort of remembers your birthday when you don't want them to, A, and B, he's always going to have a bigger birthday bash than you. And it's also be Sachin turns 48. And Hutch is like, what about me? I wouldn't like that. Yeah.
So Manik Nicholson is a regular listener. Hi, Amit.
Okay, Manik. It's a Parsi name.
Oh. Well, no, I'm not sure. It is...
Nicholson is a Parsi surname, Baba.
But M-A-N-E-C-K?
Yeah, M-A-N-E-C-K is a very, very, very common Parsi name.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So she is a doctor. So hi, Amit, huge fan of Cock and Bull. It's what I look forward to during this lockdown. It's my dad's birthday on the 30th. He's a doctor too. Could you please give him a shout out? Thanks and stay safe. So happy birthday to
Farida Nicholson. They might be from the same family. It's quite a big famous family.
Yeah.
So we have to wish who? The dad,
yes. His name is not here, but Manik's dad. Even CCI guy was there. His name was Nicholson, right?
The ex-president, Keiko Nicholson. That's Keiko Nicholson. The same family.
Correct.
Manik is generally a man's name, but anyway, I'll go on with whatever you're saying. So we have to wish happy birthday to Manik's dad, Mr. Nicholson, who probably turns, let's say, 37. Just keep it neutral because I have no idea how many years. And we have to say that if we could, we had the money, the budgets, and the ability to send, we would have sent a gift as well. Amit, remember that once the lockdown is over, we never mention this kind of stuff.
Of course not. Okay? Never.
You can have your own birthday after that, boys. No, happy birthday, Mr. Nicholson. Have a good one.
Cool. Right. Should we do the ranking really quick?
Yeah, cool. These rankings were sent in by Abhishek Watsa. So last time we had finished the drama series. Okay. This time we have to get to his books, his comedy TV shows, his podcasts and his audiobooks.
Let's do his comedy. Let's do his comedy.
Yeah. Let's leave books for last.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's write down the books, have them next to us. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, cool.
Amit, off you go.
Yeah.
Okay, his comedy TV shows are number one, Barry. Number two, Derry Girls. Number three, F is for Family. Number four, Man Like Mobeen. And number five, The Good Place.
So I've seen Man Like Mobeen. I've seen Barry. And that's all I've seen.
I've seen Barry and I've seen Good Place.
I've seen Barry and I've seen one episode of F is for Family and I've seen The Good Place.
Okay.
So I guess nobody's seen Barry Girls, I guess.
No. So Silvery, you're the most experienced. You go for it first.
Okay, I'll say Good Place number one, Barry number two, and F is for Family number three, and Derry Girls and Man Like Mobeen I haven't seen. So I'll just say Derry Girls and then Man Like Mobeen according to what I've heard about the two shows.
Well, okay, I'll talk about Man Like Mobeen because I've seen both the seasons, and the first season is awesome. It's fantastic, and he's really funny, and it's a bit like Citizen Khan because he's making fun of that. He's a man of Islamic descent, Pakistani descent, and all that. And lots of those jokes, reverse jokes. But the second season was terrible. It became very dark and more scary, gangsterish, and almost more Tarantino and less funny. So for whatever reason, so that was a bit of a disappointment for me. Barry was okay.
it was okay. Not the greatest show I've ever seen, but not the worst either. And the other three I haven't seen. So, Amit, the pressure's on you.
So, Good Place, number one. Definitely number one. Barry is, as you said, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like... I'm not like, you know, on bated breath for the next season of Barry.
But you finished watching it, so it's not bad. Otherwise, you wouldn't watch
bad.
It at all.
Yeah, it's not
but
bad.
But it doesn't leave you... Yeah, it doesn't leave you with that feeling of, wow, the best comedy show of the day. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but The Good Place is fantastic. You should see that. It's on Netflix.
Well, I would like to go to A Good Place right now.
But if you haven't seen it, you should see it. I really enjoyed it. It's really fun. It's by the people who made Parks and Rec. It's got Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. Ooh. Really, really fun show.
Okay, done.
Yeah. So Abhishek Vatsal's tuning in every week. Okay, this week they'll get to this part of my recommendations. This week they'll get to this part of my recommendations.
Let's put him on the podcast. Let's put him on the podcast at some point. Yeah. He deserves to be on.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's a wrap for us. Right. Week number 6 of lockdown. We'll be back because it's not ending anytime soon. The podcast may end, but the lockdown may not. So actually, we're going to carry on whatever happens. Amit is going to send me a better computer and hopefully with the better lens, camera lens, and maybe I'll look like Parveen Babi once again. Right now. MacMohan and what is that famous guy from Jojita Wo Sikandar? Is the actor's name?
From Jojita Wo Sikandar?
Amir Khan?
No, not Amir. No, the other guy.
Amir's brother.
Mamik Singh.
I was right?
Yes, you
were.
Hey, bro, he was quite a big name for a little while.
Yes, he was. I do remember.
In fact, Silvery was born during the filming of that movie and he would have been called Mamik, but for an accidental last-minute change because of his dad's businesses going in a certain direction, he went for Silvery. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, brother. Thanks. Okay, you guys, stay safe. Don't look out of the window for too long.
Huh? Cool. All right. Sure.
All right.
Cool. Okay. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you. We need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.